Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
With almost a 180-degree turn, I think popular Alex Cora has to go. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. As many of you know, I am from Boston with deep allegiance to most of its sports teams, especially the Red Sox. I went to Fenway with my dad, saw Ted Williams' last home run while I was maybe 10, and went crazy when the Sox broke the curse of the Bambino in 2004. Even though Cora was caught in the Astros sign-stealing scandal in 2017, I was in favor of him returning to lead Red Sox Nation after his suspension for the COVID-shortened 2020 season. But my beef now is just about on the field, where the Sox have turned horror show. Full disclosure, the team that was picked to finish fourth in the American League East was a big surprise over the first half of the season, getting great play from unexpected places. Yes, the Sox were playing over their head, which still delighted New England. But since the All-Star break, they have played the worst baseball in the major leagues. I have fumed all season about how many bad pitches they swing at until the Boston Globe finally revealed they have the highest so-called chase rate in the game. They have given so many walks away by swinging at high fastballs and low breaking balls. Their overall play has been abominable. A couple of weeks ago, still in the pennant race, they made 7 errors in a 10-1 loss to the Rangers, the second worst team in the league behind the Orioles. The next week, they lost to Minnesota, last place in the AL Central, when catcher Christian Vasquez forgot how many outs there were and didn't run from second base on a line drive single to right. Later, Alex Verdugo, whom I love, by the way, tried to stretch a wall ball to a double, stopped, and was thrown out going back to first. The Sox are high in some slugging stats, but strike out too much and are dismal at scoring runs from second and third. Their once good starting pitching can't get through the sixth inning, and all-star closer Matt Barnes can't get anyone out or find the strike zone. Cora seems like a great guy, respected by his players. They are hanging on by a thread to the second wildcard spot. If they miss it, Cora's got to pay. This is Archansky. See ya.